Their second argument. Use of plural forms for God. The second argument.
Ve-yomer Yahweh Elohim, hen ha-adam ha-yeka-ahad mimmenu.
Translation. And God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us. The Trinity is corroborated by this verse. Rebuttal. Here the translation of Ke'ahad has been carried out on the style of ordinary translations, otherwise its true meaning is that of unique. In Job chapter 23 verse 13, and in the Song of Solomon chapter 4 verse 9. And the word mimmenu is a composite made up of man and hu, and when combining in Hebrew just like in Arabic, there is a nun waqaya, omitted nun. A nun is brought to make manhu into mannahu, and in Hebrew, ha and nun interchange, and so manhu, after becoming mannahu, comes to be mannanu. And upon three nun coming together, the first nun changes into a mim, and the remaining two, yes, both of them, merge into each other. From the above investigation, it becomes clear that this objective pronoun is a third person singular case, and not the first person including others, meaning plural case, as the Christians suppose it to be. Thus, the meaning of mimmenu becomes from among him, and not from among us. Note the use of mimmenu in the third person form in the following examples. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, chapter 3, verses 3, 11, 17, and 22, and chapter 23, verse 6, chapter 26, verse 16, and chapter 48, verse 19. In Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 3, verse 14, chapter 4, verse 19, chapter 5, verse 2, chapter 3, verse 4, chapter 6, verse 15, chapter 7, verses 3, 14, 15, 16, and 18, chapter 8, verse 11, and chapter 15, verse 16. In Exodus, chapter 1, verse 9, chapter 4, verse 26, chapter 5, verse 8, chapter 10, verse 26, chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, and chapter 14, verse 12. Thus, the correct meaning of this verse is the following. Adam became unique from among them. What does that mean? That becoming distinguished from the animals, Adam became unique. Rabbi Shimon writes that God said, Look, he is unique from those below, like I am unique from those above. In Talmud.